So then when you got into the market, what type houses were you selling and maybe price range and that type of thing?
Well, the multiple listing system, which I'm sure you're familiar with, they didn't have probably a half a dozen houses over 25,000. Average sale price, and I don't know exactly what it is today, but I know there was a lot of 10, 5, 11, 13,000, 15,000. I listed a $21,000 house one time, and I thought, boy, I really hit the jackpot.
That would have been in the early 60s.
Big one back then.
In the 60s.
Yeah, 68, 69.
So that was a big deal, $21,000.
It was for me, yeah. Well, most of your big houses, you had Hughes Jones and Russell, Crouch Davis and Mall Hall. They were the country club, you know, boys. They're the ones that used to handle more of the big homes. But anyway, I lived down there off of the Brookside area. I bought that house for $10,250 back then. Three-bedroom, one-bath, one-car garage. But I was selling more of the $10,000 to $15,000, you know, $13,000, $14,000.
But that was average, wasn't it?
Average was probably around $13,000, $14,000.
Yeah. What about mortgage rates then?
Oh, a lot of houses were mortgaged on GI Bill. A lot of them were FHA. Gosh, I don't remember, but I think your VAs were somewhere around 4%. That's been 60 years ago. I can't remember the four back.
Right. And when you think today, I just checked it yesterday, 30-year fix is 3.2.
Yeah.
15-year fix is 2.74.
Yeah. Way down.
What do you think the highest it was ever in your career?
Well, it went back when all those savings and loans and all were going under. This was probably back when interest rates went way through the ceiling. I think interest rates were up around 9, 10%.
Wow.
When they hit that, I said right then, we're not going to sell any houses. I mean, there's no one going to take out loans at that. And I'll be darned if a doctor didn't buy one and paid the 10% or whatever it was, 9 or 10%. And we survived that. A lot of them sold on what they call collateralized mortgages, savings loans. You put up $1,000, they would put up money and it would collateralize the loan, down payments, what it was for. Mm-hmm. Of course, those savings loans, so many of them went broke after that. The highest I can remember is that one, the doctor, and that didn't last long.
But when you got into it, were you excited about it? You said, yeah, I'm making money. It was working for you?
No, it was a slow process. We did pretty good when we first started with the three of us, and then Jim got out, and we did all right. And then when I started my own company, I was fortunate enough that we got a few agents that were pretty good agents.
So that was in 1968, then, when you started?
Yes.
John Housen Real Estate.
Yeah. Well, it was John Housen Galleria Homes. The Galleria Homes.
Okay. Where was your main office?
When I sold to Frank, I didn't know what I was going to do. We made a deal, and I got money, and he's going to pay me X number of dollars down, and then over 3 months, so much a month, 3 months. I thought, well, you know, I'd been working 7 days a week. We were really working to build that company. I thought, I think I'll take off in a couple of weeks and just go somewhere and take a vacation. Well, I had two or three agents come to me and want to know what I was going to do. And I said, well, I don't know right now. Well, if you start a company, we want to go with you. Oh, my gosh, now what do I do? So I ended up with some agents and went down and rented a place there at 38th and Harvard. Rented that and stayed in there for a year. Then I went and rented a place at 51st Street. It was between Harvard and Yale on the south side of the street. Anyway, I rented a place there a couple of years. Then I came up with this lot there at 6000 block on 51st Street, just before you get to Sheridan, two doors west of Sheridan. I built the building there and made a big gallery of homes out of it.
How many floors were in that building?
There was just one floor.
Okay.
I've sold it and they've built something up on top of it.
So you were advancing with your company?
Mm-hmm. We were moving right along.
By that time, how many agents do you think you had with you?
When I built the building?
Yeah.
Well, I had a Broken Arrow office then. I'd opened a Broken Arrow office. And the building on 51st, I probably had about 25 agents. Broken Arrow had about 12, maybe 14, something like that. Then we opened an office there on Memorial, built a building on Memorial, actually, there across from the cemetery. I had agents in there. Then we opened one in Jinx. Then I built a complex in Tahlequah. That was not a good idea. I'd pretty much turned the company over to my son by then. This was back in the early 2005, 2006, 2004, somewhere there. had an office there in Tahlequah, but it was really a bad deal. We couldn't get a good location. It was kind of in the back of an old strip center. So we found a lot right there on the main street going into Tahlequah. We bought the lot and built the building on there. Kept that for a while. Just didn't work out yet. Anyway, ended up selling the building. Ended up selling all of them eventually.
But there was something about you. You had a salesman's personality and you had leadership. People are coming to you, start a company. You could sense that and it began to work for you. You did quite well. Also, you became involved in the community. You donated to Call Rape, donated two rooms to the Battered Women's Shelter, also helped 12 by 12 Drug and Alcohol Abuse Program, United Way, American Heart Association. Your company did all those things. And you felt it was important to give back to the community, apparently.
That's true. They were good to me.
At one time, I read you had 135 sales associates, maybe more.
At one time, I had about 170 or 80 with all the offices.